know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? And added that.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Time to make the coffee, time to make the donuts, time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Are you ready? You better get ready.
Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Let's get up close to that campfire, get you a cup of Thomas coffee here like I have. Here we are in the bunker. I'm here with Kevin, Kev and Peanut on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Oh, good morning.
I'm so glad you could join me this morning.
Yeah, me too.
And I appreciate what you're doing for the board because I couldn't do the show without you, brother. And, of course, I'm here with Peanut, but our Vogler is missing in action this morning. So I'm going to have to read his news.
Well, there you go.
I think we can handle that. I think we can handle it.
Get with it, buddy.
Got a great show lineup for you. Can't wait to get into the show. Damon Spurgeon, he's with Kodiak Mountain Outfitters. Great little trout fishing guy. Young guy. We're going to talk to him about some trout fishing. Here we are in March. Missouri trout season is in full swing.
We're going to return to the Ozarks this morning and visit with my great friend, the river rat, Billy Smith. We're going to talk turkey breast, morel mushrooms, and fishing. A little bit about Google Eye, Goggle Eye, my third cousin on my daddy's side. We're going to interview Mr. Billy Smith. And also on the show this week, Melissa Bachman, great lady in hunting, a great spokesperson for the outdoors. You don't want to miss that interview.
Being how the Vogelvogger isn't here and Peanut's sleeping and Kevin's already told me to go to work, I'm going to do a few news items for you before we get to our first guest in the next segment. We have an 11-year-old angler that caught a state record and possibly a world record river red horse. The Missouri Department of Conservation reports that 11-year-old Maverick Yoakum of Dixon, Missouri, became the most recent record-breaking angler in Missouri when he hooked a river red horse on Tavern Creek using a rod and reel. The new pole and line record river red horse caught by Yoakum on March 4th weighed 10 pounds, 3 ounces. That's awesome. Conservation Day at the Capitol, that's with one of our great sponsors, the Conservation Federation of Missouri. It's their fourth annual Conservation Day at the Capitol on March 27, 2018. This event is designed to bring conservationists from all across Missouri together at the Capitol for a day of promoting and supporting our natural resources and outdoor heritage. You can contact, let's see, what's the number here? 573-634-2322, extension 101. Probably won't remember that. Just go to their website. Go to conservationfederation.com. Let's see, I've got to do one more here, then I've got an announcement I really need to make this morning. Looks like we got a Big Rivers Gobbler Banquet, Missouri at its Hunting Heritage Banquet, Saturday, March 24th. I really don't like doing Vogelvogler's job, but we're going to have to do something about this. This event will be held at the Knights of Columbus Hall, 6800 KC Lane in House Springs. The event begins at 5 p.m. For tickets or more information, contact Rich Christopher, 314-546-2668. On a serious note here, I have a great friend in the hunting industry, Linda Powell. I call her the lovely Linda. She's with Mossberg, a great sponsor of this radio program, of my media hunts, and I've known her, shared many a campfire from Hawaii to Kodiak Island, Alaska, to the Yucatan Peninsula, to Old Mexico, and all across America. And she's dealing with a kidney disease, and she's just now notified folks on Facebook about her deal. She needs a kidney transplant, type O positive blood. If you ever thought about being a donor, this is one great lady, and she is one of the hardest working people we have ever met. And we'd really like to put this out and let people know that just contact me at gobhen@aol.com, G-O-B-H-E-N, gobhen, if you have any interest. And I'll send you the full information on how you could possibly be a donor, because we really, really want to help this lovely lady out. We'll put you in touch with her, and I'll send you the information. So we're looking for a kidney transplant for our great friend Linda Powell. And that's all I have for the news.
Good job, Vogelrogler.
Yes. Oh, here we are in March when turkeys are gobbling. The turkey season's coming up. And real quickly, I wanted to tell, I've got a lot of information came in from you all about the youth seasons. And I've been doing youth hunts, organized youth hunts for 30 years. And about these guns, what you guys and girls need to do with these kids is don't let them shoot the turkey loads when they pattern their guns. This is what I do. Put the turkey shotgun in a lead sled so it doesn't kick, and only shoot low brass, light load number eights with the kids to learn the gun. Shoot a couple at 10 yards, pattern it with the kid in the lead sled, then take it out and let them handle the gun, teach them how to load it, how the safety, all of that, and only shoot light loads. Only put the turkey load in when you're hunting, and they'll never know. We've done this for years because I have hunted with kids that when the time crunch time came when the turkey was there, they got really upset and they didn't want to shoot because they were scared of the gun. She started crying and said she didn't want to shoot because the gun kicks her because it hurts her. So you don't want that to happen. And so then I took her out and we patterned the gun in the 20 gauge with a light load. She goes, well, that's not bad. She had her confidence back and I was able to kill a turkey with her a little later. So be careful how you set up the guns with these kids and don't make them shoot these big giant guns with big shells. You don't need that. We're going to go to the Ozarks in a minute, but I've got some requests, some information people sent me, and I also want to let you know that I have my Midwest Outdoors magazine right here. The March issue is out. It's on newsstands now, and I have an article in there, Ray Eye's Top 10 Preps to Get Ready, Prepare for Turkey Season. I want to let you know about that, and you can go to MidwestOutdoors.com and get your own subscription and have it sent to your home or your office or wherever you may be. I continue to get a lot of requests about asking questions to me, and actually when I got back from Hawaii I had about 300. So but one of the most asked questions was when I was in Hawaii I wasn't wearing camouflage when I was shooting television and killing turkeys. Some of you had asked me, am I just posing for Hawaii or did I really hunt in that? I really hunted in that. And you asked me, you said you wanted to pick my brain. Well, that'd be a job in itself. Camouflage, if you're more comfortable wearing it, by all means wear it, use it. And camouflage can help you blend in, but so can tans and grays and browns. And before 1983, no one had any camouflage. My grandpa didn't have any camouflage. Our ancestors had no camouflage. Go back and look at the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and even the early 80s at duck waterfowl pictures of the tans and the browns they wore. Look at the deer camps. Look at the red plaids and the overalls. And I grew up hunting in bib overalls. Nobody had camouflage. But I wanted to be a turkey hunter. As a turkey hunter in a national magazine, I saw some camouflage. And my mom searched high and low for camouflage and finally found an Army Woodland pattern before 1983, before the camouflage companies came out. And I put that on. And I also saw in that magazine, this guy had blacked his face so the turkeys wouldn't see his face. So I burnt a cork and I did that. And I killed a turkey. And I went to town and they made fun of me. The guys come out and said, come out and look at this guy. And they made fun of me because I had camouflage on and I darkened my face. You know, my grandpa hunted his entire life and never wore any camouflage. So if it's good for you, it's fine. But what had happened, I went to Africa in 2007. It was 21-day safari, and no one wore camouflage. We were hunting critters that would eat you. And after I left the hunting industry from companies that had me on payroll, hired, telling me I had to tell everybody you had to wear camouflage, I didn't have to do that no more. So when I came back from Africa, I did a fall gobbler hunt in the Ozarks in my bib overalls and a brown jacket, flannel shirt, and killed a fall gobbler, and I haven't worn camouflage since, and I'm more comfortable. And to be quite honest, I'm being honest with you. Someone asked me at the turkey show about this. I felt bad for years that I was telling you that you had to wear camouflage because my company said I had to tell you you had to wear camouflage because they sold gloves, head nets, and all that. I don't wear any of that now, and I'm just more comfortable without it.
What about orange coveralls?
Orange coveralls, you look like a big pumpkin when you're out there. But, you know, you make a good point because the same folks that say you got to have camouflage, they'll wear orange deer hunting. No, those weren't pose pictures. I hunt without camouflage. It's nothing against the camouflage companies. They're great friends. They're family. I've known them for years and years. I don't have any camouflage sponsors. I just love the outdoors. I love to hunt. I love being back to my roots like I grew up hunting, and I just really enjoy wearing my regular clothes and go hunting just like my grandpa, my uncles, and my dad did back in the day. And that's what it's all about. So I hope I answered that for you. Nothing personal against any camouflage company. If you want to wear it, happy for you. But I ain't wearing it because I enjoy it out there. I love getting out there and going back like what I felt like when I was a kid. It was just really cool. And that's all I have with that. So I think we're going to take a break and go into commercial break. And on the other side, we're going to come back with our trout fishing buddy, Damon Spurgeon. And we'll see you on the other side.
I'm leaving the day I'm going, and I ain't coming back.